This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. Lots of things going on. It is, I guess you would say, a blistery day at the House Committee, the House Judiciary Committee anyway. They're putting a lot of things together. They took a sudden break. I don't know what is going on with all that stuff. It's the high drama, the tension. A lot of people not happy campers. There's bad words going around. You had Nadler up there. Man, what a guy he is. It's Chuck Nadler, whatever his name is. Anyway, the big news, though, let's just kind of move on with some of the best news. Justice Kennedy announced his retirement. And this is really a really, really big deal. I think that a lot of people understand that he has been basically the swing vote on the Supreme Court. And, of course, this is the time, this is the day, one of the days in which conservatives have been going absolutely crazy for years. And we thought we'd never see this day, literally, these days. Winning, 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 as Donald Trump would like to say. But we thought we'd never see these days in which you'd have the President of the United States in this position where he's going to now bring on a second conservative justice to the court. And the left is freaking out. Now, according to what everybody says, Anthony Kennedy, was 80% conservative and 20% liberal. And he really favored the social justice side of things. The abortion and so on were things that were pretty much left open for him. That was something that they didn't quite understand. Now, listen, this sets the stage because you've got a couple of other people on that court that are in their 80s. looking to retire, and then could retire or pass away, God forbid, or something like that. I'm not going to mention the names. I think we know who we're talking about. But this is a point in history that is going to be monumental, especially as to who the next selection is going to be by Donald Trump. But Kennedy was brought in by Ronald Reagan. A lot of people don't understand that. He was a really, really outstanding. I think for the most part, he's going to go down in history as an outstanding justice, associate justice. And whoever is going to replace him is going to be filling some big shoes, as usual. But I know that Clarence Thomas is actually talking about retiring. It's, we want to get the liberals to be retiring. But Thomas is has really been a stalwart. You guys, maybe you don't remember, but with his confirmation hearing, it was just nasty. Just nasty. They brought in that woman who said that he had sexually harassed her and all that stuff. There was never any evidence produced that that was in fact the case. And of course, that's been part of their problem. Anyway, we've got this hearing that's going to open up again, I think, pretty soon. Well, maybe not. They're meeting. Everybody's good lat and all these guys are talking to one another. This is the big thing that's going on. You've got Rod Rosenstein and you've got Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI. And Rosenstein, of course, is right underneath Jeff Sessions. Now, Rosenstein is a holdover. He was actually put in that place by Trump. And, of course, he was with the Obama administration before. He has got a very much checkered past, and everybody understands that now. We've been able to see that. The Democrats are starting to lash out, and they use Mr. Nadler, Representative Nadler, as in the as sort of the spokesman here today, to just blast everything, the whole process, and attack the whole process of the Republicans. And mentioning even that there's going to be leaks, that he predicts leaks will happen, and these leaks will end up on Fox News and things like that. Okay, it shows you, again, the desperation of the left. And we're going to see this. This whole thing that Nadler just went through, this diatribe that he went through, you know, really most of it based on false premises. And he knows it's false, but he's got to attack something, right? If you don't have the facts, attack the process. If you something like that, this is what attorneys say when you're in court. If you don't have the facts behind you, you know, attack the law, attack the people, attack the personalities. And that's exactly what they're doing here. The same thing is holding true in the greater sphere of things out there. And I want to tell everybody that it's going to get more intense. Now, there's even talk, and this came out yesterday, that some of the polls were out. I didn't bring it out. It was on the screen. I didn't discuss it yesterday, pretty much. But there's now these opinion polls out there, surveys. Oh, I guess I did mention it, didn't I? I'm sorry. It's the blur of combat, so to speak. But the thing that really was most striking about some of the things that were coming out yesterday was the fact that there's opinion polls that are saying many people in this country believe there's a real potential for civil war in this country. And violence, especially violence, 59%, I think it was what it was, a huge number, shock poll, they said. 59% think that based upon what they're seeing, the left is going to be very, very, they're going to be continue to be more violent, and they're going to take it to the next phase. And this is exactly what they've always done when they've attempted any kind of coup d'etat or takeover in a violent form, the left. This is sort of their pat behavior. This is what the communists do. This is what the Nazis did. They're trying it here. Literally, they are. Listen, this is not you know, a crazy guy saying this. This is what we believe is actually starting to happen. They're actually starting to turn up the, you know, the gas on the burner, so to speak, and starting to boil the frog a little bit more aggressively. That's really what's happening here. Now, we have been getting reports here at Agenda 21 Radio, because we have sources all over the place, citizen journalists, as you know, and we filter it out, and it's kind of an interesting little filtration system that we have in terms of the numbers and the stories that we get from people that are just out there reporting things on their own, and we really do appreciate all that help. But we're starting to see a lot more activity going on with illegals, foreign nationals, and Antifa, and especially in the Bay Area. We're starting to get reports of carloads of people driving around. Now, in the LA riots, I can remember this very, very It's just ingrained. Because talk about combat in your own backyard. During the LA riots back in 1992, that became sort of the thing. Is you'd get foreign nationals literally jump in cars, oftentimes armed with AK-47s and the like. Listen to this. I mean, this is what was going on, and shooting people up, shooting things up. Some people cruising around on tops of, because it was lawlessness. I mean, it's called lawlessness. Walking around on freeway overpasses, shooting down at cars below them. And in fact, I had a very close friend who was shot at. He was trying to get out of LA to go back home. He lived in Orange County, trying to get out of there, and he's being shot at. These were stories that were actually happening. Now, what was going on was these criminals, literally these illegal foreign nationals, were just driving around in cars, shooting at things, and then they'd go in and assault people and assault places and businesses. And, of course, the big thing that came out of that whole thing in the LA riots was Koreatown. The Koreans didn't take it. Oh, no. And, of course, the police didn't stop them. They had their own guns. They had their own semis, automatics. They had their own shotguns. And they defended their property from these rolling hordes that were going around with armed themselves. So these guys would drive up in their cars. Maybe you had six or seven guys in a car with machine guns. And they'd drive up in these cars. And guess what? They got met with machine gun fire and other fire coming at them from these businesses in the Koreatown. So they stopped a lot of that stuff, and the police didn't step in. The police had their own hands full. Anyway, are we going to get to that? People are saying that. Let's hope not. Anyway, the left, out of control. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Every American is born with inherent rights. That's what our founding documents say. And the purpose of the U.S. government is to protect those rights. That has been our national creed for hundreds of years, and it's worked. But the left no longer believes it. Progressives have decided that the Bill of Rights applies only to people who agree with them. Their views are protected by the First Amendment. Your views are hate speech. The Second Amendment covers their security detail. You can't be trusted to have a gun at home. Now the activist left is telling us that people who disagree with them no longer have freedom of movement or association. They can't go to the movies or go to restaurants. If they dare leave their homes, they will be surrounded by mobs and threatened. It's happening. Last Friday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders and her family were forced to leave a restaurant in Virginia because the owner didn't like their politics. Sanders and her husband went home, but the rest of their family went to another restaurant. That wasn't good enough. They had committed the sin of being related to someone who works at the White House. So progressives continued to harangue them as they tried to eat. This is happening in a lot of places to a lot of people. Protesters, for example, have massed outside the home of White House aide Stephen Miller. In case their intentions weren't clear enough, they put up mock wanted posters with Miller's face on them. A DHS employee, meanwhile, found a burned, decapitated animal carcass on his front porch. Again, the message is crystal clear. Activists on the left are moving toward violence. They are aware of this, and some applaud it. A piece yesterday in Splinter News, which is owned by Univision, explained that intimidating Trump supporters in public places is, quote, just the minimum baseline here. This is all going to get more extreme, and it should, end quote. How extreme? Well, the article fondly recalls the domestic terror bombings of the 1970s, thousands a year in America. That's our future, the article says. Unfortunately, we're headed there fast. Over the weekend in Los Angeles, Congresswoman Maxine Waters urged the mob to hunt down and find members of the president's cabinet. Here's part of it.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet. Already, you have members of your cabinet that are being booed out of restaurants. We have protesters taking up at their house. Who's saying no peace, no sleep. No peace, no sleep. Let's stay the course.
By the way, at this rally, and you can't see the visual here, but at this rally, mostly white people, and they were bussed in, from what we understand. They were bussed in from out of the area at where they had this rally. And, this is something that, and of course, Tucker's going to talk about this in a second. This Maxine Waters was one of the biggest problems that we had in the 1992 riots, I might add. She was extolling people to go out and do what was the riotous behavior, killing people and things like that. So this is nothing new to her.
Make sure we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them, and you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
Maxine Waters isn't just any member of Congress. The Daily Beast calls her, quote, a folk hero. BuzzFeed describes her as the unchallenged new face of the Democratic Party. And indeed she is. She's also a self-described civil rights leader, which makes it a little weird to see her demanding that certain people be denied public accommodations. Sorry, we don't serve your kind at the lunch counter. That's exactly what she is saying, and she said it again yesterday.
I stand by my speech in saying that the protests have already started. They're probably going to continue.
The message of all this is clear. The left no longer considers its political opponents fellow citizens or even human. How long before they start openly calling for something bad to happen to those opponents? Well, in the case of Maxine Waters, it won't be the first time. In 1992, Waters cheered as racist mobs burned Los Angeles. As she put it at the time, riot is the voice of the unheard. When Reginald Denny was dragged from his truck and nearly murdered for the color of his skin, beaten in the head with a cinder block on camera, Waters championed his attackers. She partied with them after their trial. Maxine Waters has a record of endorsing mob violence. Everyone in Washington knows that. Democrats don't care. To his credit, Chuck Schumer did call Waters' most recent remarks, quote, not American. Good for him. But hardly anyone else said anything. Nancy Pelosi blamed Donald Trump for what Waters said. That was a theme. Stop hitting me, they said as they threw the first punch.
I feel that we are in pre-Nazi Germany. The stages of things that are occurring on a daily basis, the obfuscation, the lies, the totalitarian behavior is shocking and horrendous. Yeah. And we have to be vigilant.
They follow the exact pattern that Hitler has. He is evil. He is evil. And the thing is, I thought, I'll come in and he won't really know because he's not that smart. He doesn't, you know, he'll just do a showmanship thing. But he's evil.
This is about racism. This is pure and simple racism. That's all this is. The people who...
That was Rob Reiner just then. And before that, Michelle Reiner, his wife, was speaking those words.
Support him are frightened to death.
MSNBC.
Of this country becoming the Browning of America.
Something interesting has happened. As progressives become more authoritarian and less tolerant, they seem more convinced that they're fighting actual Nazis rather than their fellow Americans with whom, in the scheme of things, they have only relatively mild political differences. The more they accuse the administration of extremism, the more extreme they become. And that's not surprising, because once you decide that the people who disagree with you are Nazis, everything is allowed. Why wouldn't you threaten them in restaurants or burn their houses down or who knows? This could very well end in tragedy. You start talking like this and you don't know where it's going to go. Some progressives seem to welcome all that. Quentin James, who's the head of a political action committee that supports Democrats, recently announced that those calling for calm are, quote, accomplices of the current administration. Accomplices? This is the language of total war. It's scary. It has no place in politics.
Tucker is exactly right, and this is what we've been talking about here. And what we're very concerned with, and in fact, one of the reasons what we started New California is we have seen this coming. We've seen this coming. A New California state process, constitutional process, can help to alleviate this. This is what we believe. That's why we've been pressing so hard to get this done. But, you know, they're pressing back. They see that the economy is moving forward. It's booming. People's lifestyles are changing, completely moving away from, and of course people are listening to this, and, you know, what do they have left? They have violence left. That's what Tucker's talking about.
Heading towards something awful, and the only people who can stop it are the adults on the left, and there are still some. Democratic members of Congress, entertainment figures, religious leaders, media chieftains like Jeff Zucker at CNN or Andy Lack at NBC. They're silent now, cowering and complicit in all of this, but the country badly needs them to cool the rhetoric and rein in the mob. No more Nazi talk on their TV channels. No more screaming at people in restaurants. There's a point of no return, and we are approaching it, and we need their help to pull back.
So the secret, as far as we're concerned, there's no secret. We've been talking about this for months, years, actually. We've seen this sort of thing coming at us. That's why we have to stop it. And, of course, Tucker's exactly right. We have to stop this negative discussion, if you will, that's coming from the left. And, I'm telling you, the more you talk about Nazis and the more you label Nazis, the worse, of course, it does get. Anyway, we're going to come to a breakdown. We'll come back a little bit more perhaps from Tucker and others. So anyway, stay with us. We're checking out what's going to happen at this hearing. Doesn't look like things are happening. Well, there's something's happening. There's no question about it. Rosenstein is on the hot seat. And so is Christopher Wray. We'll be back.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
You know, yesterday I didn't really get a chance. We kind of ran out of time. I really didn't get a chance to talk in broader terms about this decision by the union or by the Supreme Court to knock down the requirement for unions or for money to be taken out of people's accounts if they were in the public sector jobs, and they had to pay their money to a union, and they weren't a member of the union. So that was something that was kind of like a no-brainer in that happened in Illinois. and a lawsuit was filed. And, of course, this came before the Supreme Court, and they struck this down. This has been something that's been going on for a long time in the United States and with unions and so on. And now all that's changed with this decision.
In what would have been the top story from the Supreme Court today, a 5-4 decision, the justices ruling against public sector unions in the case of an Illinois state government employee, Mark Janus. He didn't want to be forced to pay union fees to an organization whose political messages he may or may not support. It's a decision that could impact millions of public sector employees just like him. Mark Janus and his attorney, Jacob Huber, join us now in a Fox News at Night exclusive. Welcome back, gentlemen. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Mark, how do you feel? Has it sunk in? You took on this fight. It takes years to get through this process, and a win today for you at the Supreme Court.
It's starting to. It's a bit overwhelming, to have a decision, such as we received today. Is just so fantastic for public sector workers, such as myself in 22 different states. And the fact that they now have a choice. They have a choice to make their own decisions instead of having something like this forced upon them, such as these agency fees and dues.
Mm-hmm. All right. Justice Alito, writing for the 5-4 majority, said this procedure violates the First Amendment and cannot continue this collecting of the union fees. Neither an agency fee nor any other payment to the union may be deducted from a non-member's wages, nor may any other attempt be made to collect such a payment unless the employee affirmatively consents to pay. Jacob, they went as far as to say, like, it's not an opt-out situation now. Employees have to opt in if they want to be involved and pay money to the union.
Right. That's huge. In some states, like California, people who take certain government jobs are just automatically in the union unless they figure out the fact that they can quit and figure out how to quit. Now, it's not going to work that way. Now, you're only in the union and only paying those union dues if you specifically choose to do that.
Okay, now the left was upset. Let's start, first of all, with the left side of the bench. Justice Kagan, in her dissent, said this. The decision will have large-scale consequences. Public employee unions will lose a secure source of financial support. She went on later to say the majority has chosen the winners by turning the First Amendment into a sword and using it against workaday economic and regulatory policy. Mark, for you, this was all about the First Amendment and whether or not you could be forced to use your money to subsidize someone else's political message.
Exactly, because the First Amendment gives me that right of free association. And unfortunately, with the forced fees that I had to pay, I didn't have that freedom of association. I was told what I had to do in order to work for the government. And if I didn't pay, I didn't have a job.
Well, and the DNC reacting this way, they say attacking unions is one of the most powerful tactics in the Republican playbook to enrich their wealthy friends at the expense of working people. In fact, Republicans are so determined to undermine workers that they held a Supreme Court seat hostage for nearly a year in order to nominate an aggressively anti-union justice. Make no mistake, the nomination of Neil Gorsuch was first and foremost about winning the Janus case and taking rights away from workers. Jacob, how do you respond to that?
I don't think that was the only factor at play there, but it's strange to say that this case is about billionaires when the plaintiff in this case is a man, Mark Janus, who is not a billionaire. And what we've had in this country is a scheme where unions have been taking money from workers like Mark to enrich themselves. And we're just saying those workers should have a choice. And if they want to support a union, that's great. But if they don't, they should have the option not to. We're restoring fairness here. Unions have had an unfair advantage where they've been able to take money from people who don't want to pay it, which nobody else in politics can do. This just creates a situation where, like everybody else, they have to get by on money that people will give them voluntarily.
Mark, what was it that made you feel like you wanted to step up on this issue and not be forced to channel your money without your choice?
Well, I was seeing the politics that the union was conducting in Illinois and elsewhere. I was also seeing the fact that, my money was going to positions that I just did not agree with completely. And the fact that when I tried to get an accounting of where my money was going, it was just not available. It was nebulous. And, yeah, they gave us some information, but it was so vague. You could almost interpret it any way you wanted to. And so, therefore, I'm thinking, why am I supporting this? And why am I being forced to support something that I just don't agree with? And that goes to the point of, not only policy, but we're also looking at the collective bargaining process itself and the lack of transparency in that whole process.
Well, this case overturns a 40-plus-year-old Supreme Court precedent that's been relied on for unions for 4 decades now. So because of you guys, history has been changed. And again, would have been our top story. It's a huge case. But last we talked was before the retirement announcement, and it's good to see you again after it.
Good to see you. Thanks. Good to see you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, there, Janice. There's the Janice little thing going on there, and I'm really happy that this decision has been rendered, because in California, and some of you know the background, and Chris Streeth actually is going to be joining us here at the top of the hour, in the third hour, and we can get a we'll ask him about the Janice decision. He's going to be talking about some major things that we're going to catch up with the guy. My God. Anyway, for those of you that don't know, Chris advises the Chinese government on issues of the economy, and he oftentimes will share that with us, which, of course, we're very grateful that he does. Anyway, but this decision, the Janice decision, really is a blow against unions in a lot of different ways, because this money pot, and, you know, Kagan said it. I mean, what kind of a justice would come out and make the statement like Kagan did, that this is going to be devastating to the unions because of their loss of financial support? Well, of course it will be. They're going to have to go back out there in the marketplace just exactly like everybody else to try and draw people in and give them good services as union members. Now, some unions do, by the way. Some unions do. I said yesterday I used to work with a classified union, local level, even the teachers union, California Teachers Association unions, worked very, very effectively at the local level. Now, upstairs, where all the money was being funneled, that's not the case. No, it's very, very, very corrupt when you get around Sacramento with all those different unions, big time, big time. And that's going to really fall apart on them now. And, of course, the SEIU has been a huge one in California. Now, the unions, as they came into California, were ushered in by Bill Clinton in the 1990s. And they flooded money into the public sector unions and grew them by leaps and bounds during the 90s and into the early 2000s. They continued to grow until they became a major league political force by 2010, just in time for Jerry Brown to start his third term as governor. The corrupt communist governor of California, who got a special lease on life, a one-time ticket to have a third and fourth term in California. Yeah, that one. 1990, Prop 140, go look it up. Jerry Brown, he was ushered in. We've talked about this before, and I talk about it a lot on the speech stump, the stump speech that I make all the time for New California. This is how the corruption plays in California. He should never have gotten a third and fourth terms as governor. And, of course, all the timing was perfect for 2010. You know, the growth of the unions, the SEIU, boy, they were just really strong. Teachers union, all that stuff. Well, that all started really in 1994 with the Orange County bankruptcy in California. They had to have a crisis, and they had one. And it was that crisis. It was that crisis. It was that crisis that was ushering in a whole new era for California. The totalitarians were really on the march then. And right now, they're being challenged. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliates. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755-COIN.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Agenda21radio.news. Okay. Picking over the bones here, the Janus decision. The thing is, California has really shaped a lot of the states out there. We were talking about this situation yesterday with voters that I was listening to a story. God, it's already the end of the week. I was listening to this story. I think it must have been Tuesday. And I heard them talking about provisional ballots and how they were using provisional ballots. And people's, they were going to the voting booth and they walked up to say their name. And they, yeah, give me a ballot. And they said, oh, no, you're not even registered to vote. People have been going to these polls for years, you know. And what? And see, that's the stunt they pull in California. And then, oh, here, have one of these provisional ballots. Take one of those. Well, that stunt has been going on for years. But this is what is really, it's been accelerated in California in a big way over the years, especially 2016. That's the provisional ballots of what, of course, got Hillary Clinton to knock out Bernie Sanders and of course, in California, the June 7th primary, 2016, everybody remembers that. So I was just cracking up going, oh, my God, it's spreading. Like I've said, it's spreading. It's becoming a bigger problem in places like Maryland, of all places. So coast to coast now, we got this problem with provisional ballots and the system. It's a complete system. This is what people don't understand because it's so big as a system. That, you know, it's hard to pull it apart and then put the pieces together and see that there's this complete system that's systematized cheating. And, you know, not only do they not clean their rolls, their voter rolls, as you've probably heard in some places in Los Angeles, 140% of the population votes. Wait a minute. 140, I think it was 141 was the report. You know, I had that one, right? God. Okay, so that's just one problem. You got too many people on the voting rolls is what you have people. So that means probably a lot of people are dead or they just don't exist or whatever, right? Or they just, you know, make it up. So, in fact, in some places, they had so many provisional ballots that were being counted, it was getting to be more ballots than the population. Get it? So I know they're breaking the rules there, but they're also breaking the rules with the instructions that they give the polling places and all the stuff that leans it towards one type of vote that they're going to get. And some of these provisional ballots are actually already marked. Isn't that nice? You go there, hey, they marked it for you. See, this whole, and then there's the busing. Like, this is what the progressives do. They bus the crowd to you. They do this all the time in the state capitol. You heard me say this. Van Jones was really big on this. You bus people, and there's a controversial bill or something that's going to go before one of the committees. You just load them up in buses in O-Town, Oakland. We call it O-Town. In Oakland, and you just drive them, just take them out there on Interstate 80 to the state capitol, and you unload. And, of course, just imagine this. You know, a couple hundred people from Oakland. Yeah, you get it. You get a bunch of people from Oakland, many of them gangsters, and they get in there and start to testify about something, an issue or whatever. And the people behind the counter, behind the dais, they're scared to death. They're designed to intimidate, rent a crowd, so to speak. But that's just what they do with the voting, too. They'll bus from place to place to place, hundreds of people at a time, and vote and vote and vote. So, you know, that's why the old term vote early and vote often, right? Well, vote early, vote often with buses. Now, this is the system that they got in place. Now, this has not been something that hasn't been investigated or understood before. Do you know that in South America, many countries in South America, when it comes to election day, they outlaw buses on the streets? It had to come from somewhere, right? And we're just not awake to it yet, or we haven't taken the time to confront it yet, and we haven't looked at it yet in detail like we should and get a proper investigation of voting rights, because these are civil rights. My rights are violated. Everybody who has this type of system going on in their state, Maryland, wake up. Your civil rights are violated, yet no one seems to want to bring that out. At least the Republicans don't want to bring it out, right? Oh, just live, you know, they'll fix themselves. It's okay. No, it's not okay. It's now rampant around the nation, and it needs to be stopped. And I hope that the president, you know, does something about it, because it's time. This part of the swamp definitely needs to be drained. I mean, it just sort of stands to reason, if you know what I mean. It stands to reason. Some other things stand to reason, which I think is even more important. Shannon Breen, the left in meltdown mode, as they say. See if we got this right here.
About to speak in Fargo, North Dakota. We'll go to the event as soon as it begins. Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. It was a drama-packed news day today, courtesy of Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. Kennedy announced his retirement from the Supreme Court this afternoon. That gives the president the chance to appoint his second justice. That could result in a big change to the court's ideological makeup, as well as quite an ideological battle. Kennedy was routinely the swing vote on the most contentious cases before the court. Shannon Bream hosts Fox News at Night, of course. She's also our judiciary correspondent and an accomplished attorney, and she joins us tonight with an overview of what this means. Hey, Shannon.
Wow. Hey, Tucker. Well, you know, Justice Kennedy gave us the ultimate head fake this morning. They had gaveled the term done. They said, we'll see you back here on the bench in October, and we didn't get an announcement, so we let our guard down just a little bit. Then suddenly, just before 2 p.m. Eastern, it felt like a shockwave. Kennedy really is letting the president know he's going to step down. He wanted to go talk to the president. Folks at the White House told me it felt like a top-secret mission, getting him in and out without being seen, which obviously would have set all of us into the rumor mill overdrive. Kennedy's letter to the president was very simple, talking about the highest honor it was to serve on the court, calling it a, quote, privilege to seek in each case how best to know, interpret, and defend the Constitution and the laws that must always conform to its mandates and promises. Now, though Kennedy was reliably conservative on a number of issues, he was definitely left of center on issues like abortion and LGBT rights. Well, tonight, the left is in full meltdown mode in some corners, vowing to block any Senate moves to try to fill Kennedy's seat before the midterms. Here is the Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer.
Americans should make it clear that they will not tolerate a nominee chosen from President Trump's preordained list, selected by powerful special interests who will reverse the progress.
Well, good luck on that one, Chuck.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Well, okay, it's that time of the hour again. We're going to have Chris Street with us in the next hour. And he's going to be talking about this tax hike business in California. And, you know, the California government, just a communist government, just keeps on rolling along. You know, when you have a legislative year that consists of 11 months of legislation every year, 11 months! You might have an issue with overtaxation, overregulation, overfees, everything being over, right? Yeah, hundreds of bills passed. Gets into the thousands. So this is the problem. Now in Texas, by comparison, which by the way is the way it used to be in California, because both of their constitutions were written similarly in the 1800s, they have a legislative cycle of once every 2 years. Oh, they meet once every 2 years for 60 days. I hate it when that happens. Imagine that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, newcaliforniastate.com, and also right to voice. You have a right to voice. You can take on Google and Facebook and Twitter and not be censored. Right to Voice, R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, and V-O-I-C-E.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.